Unit 10, page 92. Reading. Exercise 2.
Money. Past, present, and future. Thousands of years ago, people started using metal coins as money to buy and sell things. But the coins were heavy, so paper money was invented. Different payment systems evolved through time, and now we also use credit and debit cards. These cards often have to be put into a machine, and then a PIN has to be entered. But that practice is disappearing with contactless cards and smartphone apps becoming more and more popular. So, cash has mostly been replaced by alternative payment methods. And things don't stop there. It's possible that some countries will soon be completely cashless. For example, it's predicted that no one in Sweden will be using cash at all by about 2025. So what is the future of money? 20 years from now, will we still be using cash? The answer is undeniably no. And it's highly likely that bank cards are on their way out as well. This is happening already. The use of smartphones, smartwatches, and electronic wristbands has allowed people in many situations to avoid using cash or cards. Some apps let us transfer money from phone to phone, like a text message, which makes it a quick and easy way to repay a friend if you owe them money. Increasingly, people are making invisible payments for things like car rides. You choose a car, you take the ride, the money automatically comes out of your registered card. You can even include a tip for your driver this way. Perhaps we will soon be doing this in places like supermarkets, too. You'll get your goods. A reader will record the details of what you've bought as you leave, and the amount will be taken automatically from your account. And if you need a refund, the money is put back in your account as easily as it was taken out. Worry-free shopping. No machines or long checkout lines. No more heavy wallets or purses. This all sounds very positive, but there are possible disadvantages too. Technological advancement, as we all know, brings many positives, but also forces us to consider other matters. Will fraud, especially online, get easier? And as our money systems become more dependent on computers, how can we make sure that the computers don't fail? Security might get better as we increase our use of things like fingerprint and facial recognition, but will they be used to invade our privacy by gathering information about our movements? By far, that's the most important question. Questions like these won't go away easily. We are in a state of change, and there are many different future possibilities. Perhaps unimagined payment methods will be developed. It will be interesting to see how things move forward. But one thing is for sure. In 20 years' time, we won't be buying, selling, or paying for things the same ways we do now.